today.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Just ask Tiger Woods. Now all kinds of stories breaking loose that he might have paid one alleged mistress to keep her lips shut and not tell the media anything that went on between them. And apparently Mrs. Woods is asking for a different kind of prenup, one that will pay out at least three times what she currently has going. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in our third hour, we're going to lighten the load with Nail the Score. Tis the season. Maybe someone will be lucky and nail that score. You never know what game is going to be chosen in the NFL. I have no control over it. If it happens to be the Eagles, so be it. But there are a lot of good games actually on the board. You don't have to know anything about sports. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to play a buck to play this. You don't have to pay up. In other words, you call us at 800-259-5791 in the third hour. Once the computer randomly picks that game of the week, you tell us who you think's going to win and what the final outcome of the game will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a cell phone. You win tons of gift certificates to restaurants across the United States, also movie popcorn, and a whole bunch of other really cool things. This may be, hands down, the best prize pack I have ever had to give away on the air. Now, when I was in New York, we had Mets tickets, so Mets fans might argue, but I don't think so. I think this is the best one that I've ever given away. If somebody can just nail that little old score. Other things happening that we're going to dive into here on this version of America Tonight. Sad to say, and I noticed this when I was driving around in my own community in a pretty big city, that, you know, cities are strapped. 2009 has been rough for everybody. So this isn't about holiday, call it Christmas, call it this. It's not the fight over that. But they've had to scrap Christmas from their budgets. A lot of times city halls have elaborate tree lightings, or they have, you know, lots of pretty lights around. Well, who's going to foot the bill for all that electricity? So suddenly America is very bah humbug because of the financial meltdown, the Holly Reefs, even the Bows. Some of those aren't even up in a lot of areas, particularly in cities in California. I'm not saying all, but a lot of them have cut that from their budget because, you know, they've had to lay off people and they've had to cut days from people and do whatever they can in Cali to try to figure out a way to keep as many people as possible and to try to do what they can to cut back on the cashola. You know, even in Chicago, a lot of people listening to us in the Windy City, in and around the Windy City. So the $350,000 56-foot blue spruce in Daly Plaza, pretty much dwarfed by last year's tree. That tree last year, check it out, 90 feet tall. I think Paul Bunyan chopped it down, and it cost more than $1 million. So it's funny. In Chicago, the people are pretty critical about it. I read a story today, I think in the Tribune, they called the new tree shabby. But the economic times we're in, people or trees? I think we're going to go with people, right? All right, also some other sad things, sadly, that we're going to talk about on the show in Fair or Foul. The cops are saying a woman was dragged to death by a limo in Los Angeles. Now, you know, how does that happen? I heard this story. Somebody actually texted me just a little cryptic line about it. And a woman driving an old limousine ran down another woman. This happened in Skid Row. So sadly, this was over drugs. She dragged her for almost a mile to her death. And finally, the police caught on to this and they stopped the car. I mean, this was a really, if you've ever been to downtown L.A., it's a really grimy area. The sidewalks are just filled with street vendors and shoppers by day, but at night it's the strangest thing. I've been in this area. It's like a tale of two cities. At night, you're talking just a desolate area primed for drug dealers and transients. They just lay down on the sidewalks and sleep and those kind of things happen there, but not the limo deal. You know, I haven't heard a story like that, the limo dragging this other woman through those streets and just right past the police station. Finally, this unmarked police car stopped the limo, like I said, and saw what happened, so they were able to obviously put the pieces together, but terrible stuff. And I hate this insanity plea nonsense. You know the serial killer, the alleged serial killer in Ohio? The one who was a registered sex offender? Oh, yeah, and he was right there in the neighborhood. Everybody said he was so friendly. Well, right now he's accused of killing 11 women and leaving their remains in and around his house. They were worried it might have been, some of the bodies might have actually been buried next door on both sides, the right and the left. Well, he's pled not guilty by reason of insanity naturally. Anthony Sewell was arraigned. They did this through video from the jail. Didn't even bring him into a courtroom. He was indicted on 85 charges, including murder, rape, assault, corpse abuse. And the 11 women might not be all for him. He served overseas, and there is an investigation into the possibility of some other women who went missing at certain times when he was in other areas. But for the 11 women, he could get the death penalty if convicted of any of those killings. My vote is for the death penalty, and I know it's controversial because I get a lot of emails from many of you who are not in favor of the death penalty. And I understand your points of view. Trust me, my brother and I have gotten into this argument as he couldn't be more liberal and couldn't be more against the death penalty. And he's a lawyer, so we go back and forth about, well, what if somebody's innocently in the DNA and blah, blah, blah. I mean, baloney. When you have someone where you can nail them to the wall with the amount of evidence you have, and this guy is nothing but bad news. Innocent women just slaughtered. And like I said, don't even know how many more are out there. It's like an episode of Law and Order. They had the cadaver dogs all over the neighborhood searching even another house where he lived before he went to prison, by the way, for 15 years for attempted rape. So he gets away with it, basically does the time, gets out, and look what happens. You know what they asked for the amount of bond in this case? $14 million. So, hey, the judge at least had some sense and said, you know, let's hold him without bond. There's no way. Unfortunately, a lot of the victims were living alone. Some of them had alcohol addictions, easy to get them. Some of them even were homeless. And, you know, I think the sickest thing in all of this that I heard was that 10 women and a skull were found inside the house, buried in the yard. Who does this? So the insanity plea is infuriating because of what neighbors had to say about him and his working environment and all that sort of stuff. I hate to see him end up in some kind of a mental institution. He deserves to be fried. Then there would be true justice. You might disagree on that one. It's a great argument for fair or foul. Coming up on this show, guest-wise, we're going to talk to Dr. Gary Bratt. And he is co-author of a book called Peaks and Valleys. 2009, rough for a lot of people. You know, we were just talking about those budget cuts and Christmas ornaments, wreaths and lights and all that stuff being cut out of a lot of city budgets. It's been rough on a lot of Americans. We're going to talk to him about how do you weather the storm and come out on the other side. That's next on America Tonight.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a front-side defensive handgun course plus 30 state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontside.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
To get into trouble, another one of our guests. So we are excited that he stopped by to talk with us, Richard Panzer. He's got a book out called The War on Intimacy, How Agenda-Driven Sex Ed Sabotages Committed Relationships and Our Nation's Health. This is something that we've talked about many times on America Tonight. Where do you tread and where is the line and what is going on in some of the school districts across the good old U.S. Richard, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, I got to ask you a question. I was thinking about this. Where is Westwood, New Jersey?
That's in Bergen County, northern New Jersey.
All right, northern New Jersey. I grew up in South Jersey and, of course, worked in the city, and I thought it was North Jersey, but I couldn't be sure. That's a little inside scoop, folks, because Richard sent me a copy of his book, and I think Santa got it here. It was like practically overnight. And I noticed the address was Westwood. So I was like, he's one of the home guys. I love it. Well, first of all, let's talk about what made you pull this book together. What was it that drove you to do this from things that you had seen and had been talked about a lot of what was going on in several of the districts around the U.S.?
Yeah, well, you know, Kate, I've been involved with teaching young people for about 20 years, and I've gone to a lot of health classes. I've written curriculum myself, but I began to become a little bit curious. You may have heard about reports of increases in hooking up behavior among even younger teenagers, even middle school girls giving oral sex to guys at their school. And I became a little bit curious about, you know, is there a connection between what they're being taught in their sex ed class and some of their behaviors? So that led me to research a book.
All right, so in researching the book, and again, this is in your purview, this is what you do, but in finding the things out, were you shocked by some of the things you learned? I can tell you this, when I was in New York, I remember, and this was, you know, 2001, 2002, 2003, you would see girls at the schools with different color bracelets for different things that they did, for different acts they performed.
Right, and I'm not going to blame all of this on what schools are teaching, but I do think that most parents would be very surprised by some of the curricula that are being recommended and promoted with government funding are strange. You know, there's an example of a curriculum in New Jersey called Teen Pep, which is also it's based on another curriculum by Planned Parenthood, and they have a worksheet. It's called "So What's an Abstinence Anyway?" And they ask the students to decide which of the following behaviors is abstinence, and includes things like mutual masturbation, watching porn videos, taking a shower together, mutual body massage. You know, most parents don't think of those behaviors as abstinence, and I think it's confusing. There's a lot of curricular activities which kind of blur the line between abstinence and having sex, and, you know, after a while, some of the kids, they may think, well, I'm not having sexual intercourse, but we're doing these other things, and as long as it doesn't cause pregnancy, maybe I'm being abstinent. And I think it blurs the line, and it's actually leading them into sexually arousing behaviors. And you kind of wonder, what is the agenda here? I mean, what are these people thinking when they write this stuff?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you're the founder, of course, and executive director of Free Teens USA. And the goal there is you're educating the kids in New York and New Jersey, and you do a lot of public speaking and work on these educational programs, and you're out there fighting the war. You're talking to the educators, the social workers, the parents, and the community groups. Like you said, some of the parents would be surprised. Here's what I'm surprised about. You have kids in elementary school. When I went to elementary school, I cared, Richard, that the Phillies won, and what books we were going to get at the book fair. Now it's a whole different game. They're exposed in some cases to sex ed that I guess assumes that they're going to have sex or they're going to be sexually active. To me, that seems almost shocking that we just assume that, right?
Well, you know, there are some groups and like the Sexuality Information Education Council in the United States and others that want 5 to 8 year old children in elementary school to be taught about masturbation, you know, and to learn how good certain parts of the body feel when you touch them. You know, don't you think that learning about that, look, I am not anti-sex. I think it's a beautiful part of life, especially when it's a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Can't these kids wait, can't they just wait a few years before they start learning about masturbation I just think we are ruining, we're robbing some of these kids of innocence. And I know there are some kids who are not innocent, and we need to help those kids. But there are kids who would rather be out, you know, playing sports and having, you know, normal friendships, and can't they learn about some of these things a little bit later than elementary school?
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. Here's the other thing. The whole idea of when is somebody sexually active, what do the kids learn, all the stuff that we've just talked about, you know, is it true when you've got kids that are sexually active at a very young age that they're more likely to even attempt suicide or have a lot of problems with depression?
Yeah. The research shows Pediatrics Magazine, journal, they publish a study which showed that sexually active girls ages 12 to 16 have a 6 times higher risk to attempt suicide. For high school age girls, who are sexually active, they are three times more likely to be depressed and three times more likely to attempt suicide. So even if there are no danger of pregnancy and no danger of STDs, which there are, and even if condoms provided total protection against those two things, which they don't, there would still be the higher rates of depression and even suicidal behavior. So, you know, to me, the whole, you know, so-called comprehensive approach, which emphasizes, birth control and condoms, it doesn't deal with the emotional side of these things. And I feel like it's our experience in our program that young people are very interested in knowing about, you know, love and relationships. They're idealistic at that age. They, when we ask kids, how many of you would like to get married someday? About 80% of the kids raise their hands. They're interested in a lasting love relationship. They don't know how to get it necessarily, but they're interested. And we should be kind of tapping into their idealism. You know, I think a lot of adults have a lot of baggage and maybe guilt about what they did or just a lot of pain, and we kind of project that onto kids who still, you know, are interested in love and crushes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to say that next time let's have you on again and let's talk about dealing with AIDS and all that entails with kids and also getting into the, you know, years where you're going off to college and whatnot. Would you come back and talk to us about that?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Definitely.
Doctor, you were just terrific. So Dr. Richard Panzer, and again, the book is, I just got it today and I was going through it. It's really good. The War on Intimacy, How Agenda-Driven Sex Ed Sabotages Committed Relationships and Our Nation's Health. Doc, thanks. You have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right. And again, it's interesting because like he said, it's that line. It's like I said going into this. It's that line and dancing around it of what's good, because certainly you don't want a kid to have blinders on. But as he's saying, and I agree with this, going and teaching kids at 5 years old, what does that say about our country? Five and six, you can't just be a kid. The most refreshing thing about my break is that my 8-year-old nephew couldn't be more innocent. And what did he want to do? He wanted to draw scary pictures for me, and he wanted to watch Jimmy Neutron and ride on the Simpsons ride. And I thought, oh, thank goodness he hasn't been tainted yet by the school that he's attending in Tampa. That was good news. All right, on the flip side, we're going to talk to Dr. Gary Brandt about something completely different. Peaks and Valleys, 2009, rough on a lot of people. How do you handle it? That's next on ATN.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
As I was mentioning, it's been tough for a lot of people. We were talking right when we jumped on the air about a lot of cities cutting back on Christmas decorations because, frankly, they'd rather not have the Christmas decorations than save people's salaries. That's how bad it's gotten. So what do you do? You know, life is about peaks and valleys. What a perfect name for a book, Peaks and Valleys, one that you can get at Amazon.com. There is a connection here. And joining us on the air to talk about is Dr. Gary Brand. He's a clinical psychologist, and he is a pal of one of the best-selling authors, Dr. Spencer Johnson. Remember, I read this book. It was so good, Who Moved My Cheese? And this is something, not similar, but something along those lines. And also, of course, the one-minute manager. Peaks and valleys. Boy, we all have them, Dr. Brand, but for some reason, it's... people are having a hard time, I think, in 2009 weathering it. Do you think?
Yeah, Kate, you're exactly right. And one of the problems with the peaks and valleys is that we tend to think that they are independent incidences that we have no control over, when in fact, many of the peaks that we find ourselves on, we did something to get ourselves there, when we fall off of those peaks and end up in a valley, guess what? A lot of times we do stuff that contributes to that as well. And so when you begin to figure out that life isn't a series of events that happen to you, but it's more about how you respond to those events, then we begin to figure out ways to get out of that valley a heck of a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's good. It definitely, I think it's about the response. You know, you hear that all the time and people say, oh, that's so Mary Poppin-ish, Poppin of,
right.
People say that I'm like Mary Poppins. Why are you saying the glass is half full and all this other sort of stuff? But it's really true. And for some reason, people have a hard time pressing forward with that. So what can you learn during bad times that you can use to your advantage?
Well, first off, let's kind of address that whole dynamic that you just described where, oh, I've heard that a million times, but, you know, here's why my valley is worse than anybody else's, or here's why I'm stuck in this valley. The first thing you can do, Kate, to get out of that valley is look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm not the first person that has found myself here. I'm not going to be the last person to find myself here, and this isn't going to be the last time I'm going to find myself in a tough situation. The question is, what do I choose to do about it? And so the first thing you have to do is accept the fact that there is a path out of this valley. There is a way out, but I got to be willing to accept that fact, and then I got to be willing to do some of the things that will help me find that path. The first thing you can do is to accept the fact that even when you're in that valley, there's still some wonderful things going on in your life. Not everything in your life is in a valley. And so you begin to focus on those things that are more positive. Like you just mentioned, gee, we're having to cut back on our Christmas decorations. At some level, yeah, that's a shame. How many cities in the world can't afford food? Never mind Christmas decorations.
Right.
How blessed are
exactly.
we to live in a country where that can be an issue or a problem? You know, we get so spoiled sometimes that we forget that some of the things we make into a valley are really nothing at all.
All right, so when you get into that valley and people will say to you, well, you need to just meditate. You need to go to a different place. You need to figure out how to relax. Here's another thing, and I think you talk about this in the book. How do you teach yourself to relax? A lot of people cannot relax.
Yeah, I think that relaxing thing can be confusing, and so let me see if I can't help clear up some of the confusion. For me, and by the way, when Spencer writes these books, he does most of the writing, I do most of the speaking and interviews and so on, because that's what I love to do, and he loves to write, so it works out well. But when you find yourself in the valley, the relaxed piece of it is, don't add on to your burdens. Now, you might find yourself in a valley, and then you start going, oh, my gosh, I lost my job. What if I can't find another job? What if they begin to, you know, what if the bills come in and I can't pay them? What if, and you begin to project out into a future that you're not there yet, but you begin to respond emotionally as if you are. So the relaxed piece isn't, you know, what we're not trying to say in the book is, hey, it's okay, you lost your job, relax, don't worry about it. No, that's not the message. The message is do not pile on and make things worse than they are. And another way that Spencer, a kind of a sister concept, is make reality your friend. Ask yourself, what is the reality of my situation right now? Well, the reality of my situation is I'm out of a job, but I still got a roof over my head. The reality of the situation is I'm a pretty smart person. The reality of the situation is maybe I got an opportunity here to go in a different direction that I wouldn't have done if this hadn't come along. And you can begin to think in those sorts of directions. So that's, what, to me, what it means to relax. It doesn't mean, yeah, kick back your feet, don't worry, everything is going to be fine. It means don't make things worse than they are by, you know, adding on to an already bad situation through your mind.
Here's a good one for you. I've had, three different guy friends say this to me lately.
Yeah.
One who lost a job, another one who had a big life change, and another guy who's just always down in the dumps. And the one thing that they, and these are good friends, the one thing that they all have said to me in different ways is they get paralyzed. Like the one looking for a job can't look for a job, even though he's smart as a tack, and I know he could get something, but he says when he goes to do it, he's just paralyzed because he's gripped in, I guess, what would be called, or you would call, fear. How do you shake that fear?
Well, one of the ways that you shake that fear is that understand, why do we have fear in the first place? Fear, you know, God, nature, however you choose to conceive of it, fear was given to us to keep us alive. So if a big old bear broke into your studio right now and was about to eat you up, your fear would kick in and you would run away from that bear. And if you couldn't run away from that bear, you would do your best to fight him off with your take-out microphone and beat him over the head. That's why we have fear. Well, a lot of us got our fear sensors set to go off when non-life-threatening events happen to us. And so that's the first thing to do is you begin to understand your fear, why do you have it, and begin to manage your fear and say, I am acting as if I will die if XYZ happens, when in fact, I'm not going to die if XYZ happens. So I begin to talk to myself in more rational ways. I talk myself off the ledge, if you will, to a certain degree. And then the next thing I can do for your friends who are paralyzed, they're probably looking out into the future. Oh, my gosh, what if I go in this interview? What if I blow it? What if I go there and they don't hire me? What if and then I can't move at all. So you first off, you talk yourself off that ledge and say, even if I do blow it, I'm not going to die. I'll still be okay. And then number two, I begin to say, what's one small, tiny step I can take right now? It might be picking up the phone and calling Kate and saying, Kate, I'm stuck. Help me out. Can you replay that interview you did with that guy you had on? Or it might be, I'm going to go out and I'm going to write the first sentence of my resume. You just take one small step and then you add another step and then another step. So those are a couple of ideas of what you can do.
Yeah, great advice. Did you think that, you know, jobs, and you mentioned this, how I truly believe in this, and I've seen it happen to me a ton of times where one door closes and another one opens, and it's an incredible adventure. It's much better than what was happening previously, but it's always hard to translate that to other people. Did you think that you would be doing what you're doing right now?
And I had no clue. I had no clue. I'm out in California right now. I live in North Carolina. I just had the opportunity and the pleasure and the blessing of being able to do a speech for a company. That's what I do now, Kate. I'm a speaker. I had no idea what a speaker was, you know, 15 years ago, some abstract concept. But this is a change that I did begin to, because it's not just about, you know, kind of reacting to the changes that happen to you. It's also making change happen. And
right.
So I found myself in a little bit of a valley about 15 years ago in my career. I was very happy doing what I was doing, but I was getting a little bored with it. And I told my wife, you know what, honey, I'm ready for a new challenge. And I didn't know what that challenge was, but just by planting that seed in my own mind, about a month later, I had a serendipitous meeting with Spencer Johnson, my colleague now and friend who writes these books. And when I told my wife I met him, I said, you know what, maybe this represents my new challenge. I don't know. But I began to take a few chances and hopped on airplanes and went out and visited Spencer out in Hawaii and all this other kind of stuff. And lo and behold, what I do now for a living is I'm a speaker. I love it. I'm passionate about it. But to answer your question, no, I had no awareness I would do this. But I began to realize I was in a bit of a valley, and trying to find my way out of that valley led me to this peak.
Wow, that's a great answer. especially the Hawaii part. Does he let you go to Hawaii? Do you go out there and get a chance to hang out in Hawaii?
Let me give you the rest of that thing, which was, you know, Spencer and I, we had a very serendipitous meeting at a hotel. And he said, gee, maybe you could help me. And then he wanted me to come visit with him in Hawaii. And Spencer has a kind of a sense of urgency guy. He says, hey, can you get out here? When can you get out here? I need you out here now. And I said, Spencer, I'll be out there tomorrow. And while I was stuck in a blizzard in Washington, D.C., and my wife was stuck in North Carolina in a blizzard, and so, Kate, I had to pick up the phone and say, honey, I'm not going to come home tomorrow. All right, well, where are you going to go? I'm going to Hawaii. You want to talk about a valley. That was one that took me a while to dig my way out of it. Now she says, I'm very glad you took that trip, but I created that valley for myself, but it led to a peak.
Yeah, and everybody, and here's the other thing, no matter how successful you are, or you meet someone who's uber successful, they have stories like that. Everybody has valleys, right?
The valleys are where you go to learn about life. The peaks are where you go to celebrate life. I was just, a friend of mine sent me a quote earlier, about last week, he sent me two quotes. One was from the guy who founded Honda, the Honda Corporation. That's been kind of successful, hasn't it? Well,
yeah.
Mr. Honda, that was his name, who started this organization, he said that life is about 99% failures and then 1% successes. And those 1% successes come from those 99% of the times that you fail. That's the guy who started Honda said that. And then they had a quote in there from Steve Jobs, you know, the CEO of Apple. And he said, I've had three wonderful things happen to me in my life that have shaped who I am. Okay, now get this. I'm paraphrasing, but wonderful things that have happened to me. One was dropping out of college or flunking out of college, whichever it was. Two, getting fired as the CEO of Apple. And three, getting cancer. Those are three of the things that have helped shape my life in a wonderful way with this basic message. Now, do you think those were three valley experiences when he went through them? You barely believe they were. But now that he's gotten through those valleys, he recognizes that's where he learned about how he could get to the peak.
Yeah, great example. Great way to end this. Pick up a copy of it, Peaks and Valleys. Dr. Gary, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road again.
Kate, great being on with you again. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. Back with more on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Don't forget, coming up in the third hour, nail the score. Who knows what the game will be this week in the NFL. The computer picks it, but you could win those wonderful prizes if you, in fact, nail the score. So hour three, we do that here on America Tonight. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oakley and Duckley.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I was just hearing, I was just hearing about that guy about teenagers and sex. Here in Montreal, there's some, what they're doing in a lot of public high schools, so girls don't show off, whatever, is that they're making all the kids wear uniforms. So the girls won't have a game of one-upsmanship, you know, like who's wearing the shortest skirt, who's wearing the tightest
sure.
pair, who's wearing the tightest pair of jeans, who's wearing, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, it is good, but there's still some high schools where I'm looking at the girls and I'm looking like, I mean this in no disrespect, Kate, but I'm thinking, if some guy gropes you, you deserve it for what you're wearing. I mean, fine. I mean, people are probably going to email you, how dare he say that, but look, you wear it, you're going to pay. You know, you're going to pay. So I mean this in no disrespect, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Right, you're saying if it's, I mean, you're not suggesting that someone's asking to be attacked, but you're saying they're going to be ogled, whatever, et cetera. You're right. I mean, I have a friend who's a professor, and she was telling me that she couldn't believe the plunging necklines. Like, it's not, oh, they're cute, they're attractive, and they're showing a little skin, it looks good. She's saying it's, like, unbelievable. She's had to tell them, you can't, because she teaches journalism, you can't go on camera if you look like that, because it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work on most television stations. So, yeah, your point is well taken. I got you.
And, before I met Julie, I used to go to single dances. And you had girls who had their blouses open to their, can I say boobs?
Uh-huh.
Had their blouses open to their boobs, and they had more jewelry than Mr. T, and they felt like a friggin' cologne factory. And you know, I'm like, excuse me, what are you here for? Are you here to, you know, get your rocks off
right.
And meet somebody?
Right.
And at the same time, you were mentioning plunging necklines. I have a friend of mine in Toronto. Yes, I do have friends in other parts of this world. who was a liar, I mean lawyer, and she defended a woman who was in, you know, who they fired claiming bad performance evaluations. But she recorded what some of the male bosses said. Some of them said, hey, open up a couple more buttons, show them what you got, and maybe we'll get the accounts.
Of course. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's real nice. So the guy, you know, mm-hmm. Originally she complained, and they just say, like, yeah, you just be a girl and blah, blah. Sued, she won. And the guy who did it, now after she sued the company, now she's suing the boss who said it. So, you know, go figure. But I mean, also here in Montreal, because we've got the influence from France,
mm-hmm.
You see a lot of people wearing like you said, earlier, plunging necklines, short shorts, when I was younger, I used to look, but you know, I'm at that stage now. It's like, well, first of all, I got Julie. Second of all, she'd kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You like her already, don't you? And third of all, it's like, excuse, you know, I see ladies in their 50s, 60s, and 70s wearing these styles. I go, ladies, you know, you're getting older. Wearing these jeans isn't going to make you younger. You know, face facts. We're all getting older. And I don't know what they're trying to prove by wearing plunging necklines. You know, like, people are old enough to be my grandmother wearing them here in Montreal. I'm looking like, what the hell is wrong with her, you know?
Yeah, there's something about that. You know, like, I'm thinking of classy people, even famous. It's the less is more as you get older anyway.
Right.
So, like, let's say someone like a Jacqueline Smith, if you've ever seen her, when
Charlie's
she's occasionally,
Angel.
Yeah, and she's occasionally out speaking. She's in her 60s. I mean, she's got good genes, and she's an attractive woman, but she's a classy woman. So, and even when she was younger, that's the way that she dressed. So you're right. There is, absolutely, there's something to that. And you see that with guys, too. You see it with guys, young kids who wear their jeans so low that you see more underwear than you see jeans. I don't know how they keep them up and they don't fall down when they're walking.
I know. Yeah, I mean, like, I remember, I got off the phone with Steve earlier. He says hi, by the way. And we were talking that in certain neighborhoods in Jerusalem, if you walk through, I'm bringing this up speaking from past experiences, that if you walk through Jerusalem, what you just described, some of the people might throw stuff at you, throw rocks at you, whatever, because you're disrespecting the neighborhood, and it's you're dressed immodestly. So, you know, I mean, fine, we look at it here, but like I said, in Jerusalem, you go through there, and it's like, okay, let's start throwing stuff because, you know, you're dressed in a disrespectful manner.
Yeah, you know? And again, it certainly there, it makes complete sense, and we'd be wise to adopt, I think, some of that, absolutely.
Right.
Slam and Sammy, you have a fabulous weekend.
We plan to.
Well, very good. And you tell Steve I said hello.
Just the one other thing. They were talking about Ahmadinejad and his idea of more nuclear tests.
Yes.
some people in Israel are getting just a tried nervous because he talks the talk and walks the walk. So they are getting nervous.
And you know, rightfully so. I say this all the time. If you ask me who I fear the most of any of the world leaders, and I say the world leaders from countries where they're more state-run, I've said this all along. I put him at the top. Kim Jong-il would probably be number two still, or Hugo Chavez would be on the list, but he would be number one. I mean, I don't care what he says to the news media that he's willing to discuss things. It's a bunch of nonsense. And then you see, remember with the whole movement during the elections, what happened there and how that was squashed, and then the media was kicked out of the country. So I wouldn't trust him, absolutely. And when it comes to nukes, forget about it. You enjoy, my friend. Thanks for the call. Coming up on America Tonight, endless Tiger Woods jokes. No, I'm kidding. I can tell you this, though. Personally, I've never received, and you know, we all get the, you know how you get the emails? Your brother's friend that you met one time, and then his friend and this person, and you're on this trail of emails, and they send you ridiculous things. If you don't send this off, your eyes will fall out or whatever. But I have gotten more Tiger Woods jokes than anything ever to date that I have ever received as far as the chain mail. It's incredible how much. I guess it's just too easy to pick on the situation, and every day there's a different bizarre twist to the story. All right, the Obama family, they weren't too worried about conserving energy, but of course it's the White House and it's the country's Christmas tree, right? So the national Christmas tree was lit. There were celebrity performers and what they would call characters from the North Pole. And there was that famous countdown, and they did the tree lighting thing. So you had a button that you press, that Obama pressed, and then there was a teleprompter. And he went to read it, but somehow somebody screwed up and the teleprompter fell, and he forgot what he was doing. And he called it a Hanukkah bush instead of a Christmas tree. No, I'm just kidding. Where's the reaction from that Minneapolis crowd? There was no teleprompter. He just pressed a button. He lit the tree. They've been doing that at the White House since 1920-something. And he did make a joke that he was technically challenged and might not get it right. And he did, though. By the way, the Christmas tree, in case you're curious, a 40-foot, because they pick it each year. It's a big deal, whoever gets chosen across the country. It's a 40-foot Colorado blue spruce growing on the ellipse just, I guess, south of the White House. And there it was, the red and yellow lights and all that stuff came on. So somebody's lighting Christmas trees. I wonder how many people are going to get smaller trees this year. I was at Home Depot the other day, and they had a sign that said Christmas trees, and this is not a joke, I'm not kidding you. I went around the corner just out of curiosity to see, and I'm sure somewhere in the store they had big ones, but they had rows and rows of tiny, like Charlie Brown Christmas trees, and I thought, wow, things have really gotten bad.